The Atma Upanishad. This is the teaching of sage Angiras. Purusha manifests itself three ways: as outer, inner, and the supreme self. Skin, flesh, vertebral column, hair, fingers, toes, nails, ankles, stomach, navel, hips, thighs, cheeks, eyebrows, forehead, head, eyes, ears, arms, sides, blood vessels, nerves. These make up the outer self, the body, subject to birth and death. The inner self perceives the outside world, made up of earth, water, fire, air, and space. It is the victim of likes and dislikes, pleasure and pain, and delusion and doubt. It knows all the subtleties of language, enjoys dance, music, and all the fine arts, delights in the senses, recalls the past, reads the scriptures, and is able to act. This is the mind, the inner person. The Supreme Self, adored in the scriptures, can be realized through the path of yoga. Subtler than the banyan seed, subtler than the tiniest grain, even subtler than the 100,000th part of a hair, this self cannot be grasped, cannot be seen. The Supreme Self is neither born nor dies. He cannot be burned, moved, pierced, cut, nor dried. Beyond all attributes, the Supreme Self is the eternal witness, ever pure, indivisible, and uncompounded. Far beyond the senses and the ego, in him conflicts and expectations cease. He is omnipresent, beyond all thought, without action in the external world, without action in the internal world, detached from the outer and the inner. This Supreme Self purifies the impure. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.